The warrior's deep chortles reverberated off the granite walls of the Box Canyon Arena where they fought. The canyon's walls rose high around them, and though Dalton had searched for an exit, he had found none. He thought of ducking into the trees or maneuvering behind some of the jagged granite outcroppings nearby, but such moves would be futile. There was no place to run. Drox finished enjoying his moment of mirth and fixed Dalton with a look of leering hatred.
"Oh, how I love to kill the incompetent knights of the prince!"
He raised his sword and attacked again. Dalton tried to stand firm and brought his sword to meet the first few cuts, but he quickly found himself in retreat. Drox's blade seemed to pound into Dalton's blade like the blows of a warhammer, and he could not sustain his defense. Drox brought a powerful two-handed horizontal cut from Dalton's right side. Dalton gripped his own sword with both hands, hoping to withstand the impact, but the force of Drox's weapon sheared Dalton's sword in two and sent him stumbling backward. He flailed for a handhold to keep from falling, but there was nothing to grasp. Time seemed to slow as he fell to the ground and watched the upper portion of his blade fly end over end away from him. It landed in the dirt of the Box Canyon floor just as his back hit the ground with a thud. Dalton closed his eyes and hoped against reality that he would awaken from this nightmare. He saw the dark shadow over him through his closed eyelids and opened his eyes to see the evil form of Drox looming over him.
"Now you know who is truly lord of your life, knave. It is he who has the power to kill you."
Drox's face twisted with utter loathing as he raised the hilt of his sword high above his head, the tip pointing downward toward Dalton. With both hands, Drox plunged the blade through Dalton's armored abdomen and deep into the ground beneath. Dalton screamed against the steely invasion of his body as the fear of his imminent death fully gripped him. He released his grip on the worthless hilt of his broken sword and grasped the blade of Drox's weapon, convulsing in unbearable pain. He wondered briefly why Drox had not pierced his heart instead. Then he understood. This warrior was so vile that he would draw even greater pleasure from executing a slow, painful death rather than a quick one. Drox loosened his grip on the sword and knelt down beside Dalton. He looked into Dalton's eyes, clearly enjoying the fear, pain, and hopelessness he saw in them. His thin lips twisted into an evil grin.
"My pets prefer their meat fresh."
Drox lifted his hand into the air, and a large raven with two wings on each side of its body landed on his wrist. The eerie bird screeched as it looked down at Dalton.